7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, today is the day for you to start thinking about the garden. And I want you to do that. I want you to say to yourself, you know, it's the end of March. We're going to have to start to get out in the yard and do some yard work, whether we want to or not. And even if it is a little bit on the cold side, there are things that you can do. We've talked about it during the program today. The lawn can be picked up with sticks and winter debris. If you have your yard plowed, the peat stone in your driveway get pushed all over the grass, start raking the stone off your lawn. Did the grass get cut with the blade of the plow and bent over? Let's get that back into place. There are things like road salt that can be taken care of. And it's simple. You can get a product made by Soil Logic. It's a liquid gypsum. And if you can spray that wherever salt is used on your property, it will help to get the salt out of the root area of your plant much, much faster. It opens up the ground so that when the April showers come, it will flush the salt out of the area where your roots live. So if you want to wake up the lawn, let's get it raked, let's get it cleaned. You may think about putting the fertilizer, but on the side of the road, and if you're using salt in your driveway, I would do each side of your driveway, especially if you have flower beds. Let's get some gypsum in there. And if you've got clay, then you want to put down the liquid gypsum to take care of that problem also. So start thinking spring. Start thinking to get motivated in your yard on a day like today. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Dawn, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, we have Marta from Arlington, Massachusetts, who has a question about compost.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
This is Marta. Is that who you're talking to?
Yes, about your. Tell us about your compost.
Yeah, that's me. Okay, well, my husband bought me one last fall. So I put in all the yard cleanup, the leaves and the grasses, and then I put in some of the old compost that had worms in it. And then all winter long I've been putting in kitchen waste, and I tumble it every time. And I don't have compost yet. It still looks pretty much the same as when I put it in. Is it because it was too cold or...
Yeah, right now it's still cold, but I'll tell you, during the month of May, I'd be willing to bet you that during May, when we start to get daytime temperatures in the 50, you're going to see tremendous changes in that. The other thing that you have to do when you're making compost is you have to make sure that it does not dry out. So once a week, if you could bring maybe like a gallon, maybe more of water or a bucket full and open up your compost tumbler, dump the water right in it and then turn it so that everything gets wet. Right now, moisture is important. Sunshine, we are getting that. And because the compost tumbler is metal, it's going to absorb the heat. It's going to build up heat in it. So it's still important that you do turn it. But you know, nighttime temperatures. My house in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live right now, we're 25 degrees. It's kind of hard to make compost at 25 degrees. But those days are limited. That's what I keep saying. They're almost done. They're almost done. And before long, that compost is going to be moving. Now, I filled my compost tumbler in the end of September. And I stuffed it with all the tomato plants and cucumbers and that stuff. And I mean, I was punching it to get it in there as full as possible. I put in a bucket of water, I turned it, let it sit there, and right after Halloween, I just said, I'm going to take a look and see what's going on in there. And I opened up the door on the compost tumbler, and I would say 25 to 30% of the material that was in there had broken down and had settled, and it was beginning to rot again. So I took and added to that compost tumbler, the old pumpkins, the old gourds, and there was a few more, like my Montauk daisies hadn't been cut back at that point. I cut those back. I stuffed that into it, filled it with leaves and pine needles so it was chock full again, added some water, turned it, added some water, and made sure it was really well blended. Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, it's still cold and it's still frozen, but I have come down to the same spot that I was last Halloween. So 25 to 30% of that material has broken down again. I'm not going to add anymore, but when you've got snow on the ground and it's cold, it just doesn't work. You need to get some heat. So keep adding water as needed. Just open it up, put your hand in, and dig in with your hand. And if it feels dry, add some moisture. But as the days get warmer, you're going to start to see changes. And once it begins, it's going to happen very, very quickly. And I'd be willing to bet that by the 1st of June, what's in there now will be rich, dark, beautiful compost. And then you can start a whole new batch that once you get hot weather, you can get a whole new batch of compost in 2 to 3 weeks. That's how fast it works. But with daytime temperatures right now, 25 at my house, it's not going to break down very, very quickly. So be patient. It will happen. Thank you for the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Kathleen from Massachusetts, who has a question about a passion flower.
Kathleen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking
Hi.
My call.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I have a very old, probably 6-7 years old, passion flower that I started yep. very small, and now it's huge. It's beautiful. And the last 3 years, it hasn't flowered for me. Last year, before I brought it in probably October, my husband and I repotted it, you know, so it had more room because I thought maybe it was pot-bound. But do you right. have any other suggestions on why it might not be flowering?
Is it getting plenty of sun?
It is. It's in direct sun all day. And even right now, the leaves are so nice and green. This is probably the healthiest I've ever had it.
Okay.
I'm just hoping
have
I get
been,
flowers this year.
have you been feeding it at all?
Not much. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to feed it too much, or, you know, Neptune's Harvest, when I do feed it, that's what I usually give it.
Okay. What I want you to do is, most of us, especially starting real soon now, we're going to be really, really busy doing things, and we're not going to be feeding as much as we should. When you go out, buy something called Osmocote. Osmocote. And I want you to put, if your pot is like 12 to 15 inches, I want you to put 3 or 4 tablespoons of Osmocote right on the surface of that soil. Scratch it in with your fingertips and water so that the little pellets get buried in the soil. And every time you water that plant, it's going to be fed. And I think it probably isn't getting enough fertilizer. It's a plant that does require longer days, so it's not uncommon to see it not blooming right now.
Right, right.
But
yep.
as the days get longer, you're going to see that the buds will begin to form on it and get into the routine. Osmocote is there for the long term. It will last 90 to 120 days, depending on what type you buy. If you like the Neptune's Harvest, you've had good luck with it, then use it, but you've got to use it every 2 weeks. Once in a while, you know, it's like taking a sandwich and only eating half of it. If you're going to feel good, eat the whole sandwich, you know. Don't skimp. And I think if you could give your plant more food, that will work. Now, I want you to try something. You should be able to take some cuttings of that plant. And because yours is a vine, it will be easy to do. Get some 4-inch pots, fill them with some good potting soil, take one of the branches, run the vine to the 4-inch plastic pot, and about measure from the tip of the plant back 6 inches. Dig a hole, push the stem in the ground, cover it with soil, and wait.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions. The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to the Paul Penn Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And if you want to have the best garden on the street, that's the number to call. 800-259-9231. We're going to work together. Doesn't matter where you live, we're all anxious. We all want to get out in the yard. We want to plant the garden. We want to see things change. And now is the time to do it. So if it's cold where you are, put on an extra sweater, get outside, get it done. There are things that need to be done. If where you live it's warm, then you can do more. You can start that planting. Flowers that will tolerate cold weather, for example, you know, 25 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. I can plant pansies. The pansies will thrive and grow in my yard. When things get warmer, they'll do even better. But pansies can tolerate the cold. If it's 80 degrees, the pansies don't like the heat. It's time to plant in patience. So depending where you are will depend on what you're going to plant. And if you need some help in determining that, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Roger from Cape Cod, who has a question about fertilizer.
Roger, how can we help you with the garden today?
Good morning. I've got about 17,000 square feet, and in the past, we've been using the popular four-step program.
Yep.
I believe that you only do three steps with your lawn, and I'm wondering what you use.
Okay. What I do is this. In the spring, I use a straight fertilizer to motivate the grass to thicken and to fill in. I don't have too much of a crabgrass problem, and what I try and do is to control the crabgrass with a liquid product. Bayer and Bonide have wonderful products that you can spray when the dandelions are coming in bloom that will kill the crabgrass as well as the broadleaf weed. And it's a lot less expensive to do it that way. And you don't have to treat the whole lawn. So if you only have crabgrass on the edges of your driveway, along the walkways, or here and there on your property, why treat the whole lawn? Just use a straight food and then a liquid for those other areas. dandelions, because I'm using a liquid, are not really a problem. So I fertilize my lawn around April 1st. I'll do it again in late May, early June, and then I'll feed it again in the fall. I don't feed in the summer because my soil is very dry, very sandy, and I don't like to feed a lot during the summer because I would rather take my water and put it on the vegetable garden or my perennials, on the shrubs and the trees, and let the grass slow down. If you feed it in the summer, it's going to make it grow, and then you have to water it more. So if you're looking to cut back on the amount of water, then don't feed during the summer. Give it a good start in the spring, in the early summer, and then again in the fall to get ready for the winter months. That's what I do. If you want to use the four-step program, that's great, because the four-step program will take care of crabgrass, will take care of dandelions, will give you a summer feed, and we'll get it ready again in the fall. I'm just trying to use a little bit less fertilizer, and it's one step less, and that way I don't have to water as much during the summer months. The other thing that I use that's helped my lawn, and you can find it here and there in some of the nurseries, there are products out there that you can put on your lawn during May, early June, that will help to retain the moisture in your soil. And one of them is called Water Wizard. It's a liquid, and you spray it on your grass, and it pulls the moisture out of the air into the soil of your lawn. And if you've never tried it before, look for it. Don't do the whole lawn. Just do part of it the first year and look at the difference. It's really kind of a neat thing. Water Wizard. And some garden centers do carry it, or online.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Black and thrones have their tomb. Slaves to build men see the
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If your lawn is getting to look a little tattered, and as the snow melts, you're seeing areas where it's all dug out, there's holes, there's mounds of soil, it probably is a mole that's been living in there during the cold weather, is beginning to tear up your lawn. Good raking, and you can buy a product called Mole Go. It's made by Fertilone. It will also help to prevent them from coming back. So get that down now, and then the winter will start to come to an end. Spring will be here, which it is, but not cooperating, at least at my house in Maine. And it will drive those animals out of your yard. The other thing that you want to start to do is your trees, before they leaf out, and your shrubs, if you can treat them with an horticultural oil, an all-season oil, and either lime or a copper fungicide, it will kill any disease spores still on your plant and any eggs that were left there from last fall. So it does help you in the long run. Rose bushes, your perennial beds, just spray the ground with it. All of your flowering trees, dogwoods, crabs, pears, anything that blooms, spray them with the oil and copper or sulfur spray. It does make a big difference overall. Okay? Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Catherine from Maine, who has a question about reviving a plant.
Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. This is a return call, Paul.
I called you from Maine about my Christmas cactus, and we didn't discuss whether I can salvage this plant. It's 25 years old. I only had 2 years where it wasn't flowering, so I put it in the cold, and I guess I froze part of it. It's still having new buds, new leaf shoots.
Yep.
So is there anything that I can do to salvage this plant?
What I would do, Catherine, right now is keep it in a nice, warm place day and night. If you want to put it out on the porch during the day, as long as there's no real hot, direct sun on it, that would be great.
Okay.
And then bring it in at night, and then I would start feeding it on a regular basis. We are beginning the month of April in just a few days, and that is a signal for the plants to wake up. And for the most part, during the winter, we have not fed our indoor plants at a normal rate. Even if you live in Florida, if you live in the Carolinas, you live in Texas, you live in North Dakota, you have not been feeding your plants, and that's the right thing to do. But as we get into April, the sky is getting brighter, the sun is higher, the length of the day is longer, and we need to wake up these plants. So you should be changing, if you were feeding your houseplants during the winter, either once a month or not at all, depending on what it is, now is the time to go from not at all to once a month. If you were feeding it once a month, then do it every 2 weeks. A liquid food, Miracle-Gro, very good product. Blossom Booster, Super Root and Bloom are very, very good products. And you apply them to your plant at this time of the year, it's going to help them to come into their blooming period, into the period when the plant is making new branches, new leaves, it's getting bigger, and it's a time where it can repair some of the damage that you had with the cold that these plants had. So start to pamper them a little bit. Give them the month of April, the month of May. See if it's going to make some new growth. Now, if it makes new growth, the new growth looks good, but the bulk of the plant looks tired or really doesn't look like it should, Christmas cactus or the Easter cactus, which will be coming out soon, can be rooted by tip cutting so that you could take all of that beautiful looking new growth on your plant, break them off at the knuckle, dip them in rooting powder, and then sticking them in some fresh potting soil, and they will root and make a brand new plant. Now, a Christmas cactus, you take a 4-inch pot, you would arrange the cuttings in there so that you have a good-looking plant to start. It may take 3, 4, even 5 cuttings to put in there. They'll all root. Then once they get established and growing, then you've got something that looks healthy and beautiful again. And that way you can take the mother plant that's pretty well beat up and dispose of her and work on the new cuttings, the new plants that you've made during this new season. So this is a season where a plant has the ability to bounce back. If it's going to bounce back, now is the time. It's not going to bounce back during November, December. It bounces back when the days get longer, when the light gets brighter, and when you decide, hey, I'm going to help it. I'm going to feed it more. I'm going to water as needed. I'm going to take care of this plant. And if you can do that, you're going to see a lot of changes. When you're at your local nursery or garden center, I want you to ask for Mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is something that started 2 years ago. It's the new technology in gardening. And I don't care where you live, if you are able to mix this Mycorrhiza, either a liquid or a powder, with water, and use it on your plants, you will not believe what it's able to do for you. I had a plant that was broken. The root ball was absolutely broken. I thought the plant was going to die. I used it, and the plant came back last year by 75%. I'm excited now to see what's going to happen in the spring. As the buds wake up, as they begin to make some new growth, will it come back? Yes, it will. So look for Mycorrhiza. It's the new technology, and use it whenever you plant this season. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Alan from Riverside, Rhode Island, who has a question about raspberries.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about my raspberries, but before that, you had a customer call you about you water in the springtime, and, you know, you kill the weeds and the dandelions, but I didn't get the name of the killer that you use.
Okay. To kill, if you've got a brand new bed or an established bed, and you want to plant it, and you want to have a lot less weeds, there is a product called Start and Grow. S-T-A-R-T-N, Grow. And it's a combination of fertilizer, and which is slow release, and it has a product called Dimension. D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N. And Dimension is a pre-emergent weed and grass herbicide, which means you plant your garden, you sprinkle this product between all of your plants, or if it's just a mulch bed, just spread it all over the mulch bed, water it in. The fertilizer will slowly leach down to the plants in the mulch bed, trees, shrubs. If it's perennials, it will feed them. But this Dimension, what it does is it will kill any seed in the ground, not plants. So if there's a plant coming up or you put in a new plant, this Dimension will not hurt that plant. It only goes after seed. And it is a wonderful, wonderful product. But just go to the garden center. They can order it for you if they don't already have it. But it's called Start and Grow. And it's a fertilizer and pre-emergent weed and grass control. The woman we're talking about had a planting bed with stone mulch, and the weeds kept coming up in between the stones. So you broadcast that in there. It feeds her. She had some bridal wreath. She had a flowering crab in that mulch bed of stone. It will feed those plants but prevent weeds from becoming a problem. Now, did you have a question, Alan?
About my red raspberries. Last year I didn't go out there and take care of my garden, and now they're like, oh, they're real tall and they're bending over. How low can I cut them?
Okay. The first thing that you need to do, Alan, with your raspberries is you can't rush. You've got to go out there, and a day like today is perfect. Go out there. Look at they're called canes. But they're, you know, branches coming out of the ground. Any branch that you saw has old clusters of where berries were attached to the plant last year. Once that cane produces a cluster of flowers and eventually fruit, the following year, that branch will produce nothing, just foliage. So you got to go through and take all of those branches, cut them flush of the ground, and get them out, because they are non-productive branches. They'll just take the energy from your plant. They'll grow bigger and bigger, choke out the possibility of more production. So get all the old canes out. Whatever else remains, what I do in my garden is I cut it down to about 2.5 to 3 feet. if it was a cane that came in late, didn't have a chance to mature, it's going to produce this year. By cutting it to 2.5 feet, I've taken the main leader out, which means it's not going to get taller. Side buds are going to break. And instead of having a single stem, I'm going to have a bush much more productive. But every fall, you've got to say to yourself, any branch or cane that did not make a berry has to be removed because it only produces once. After that, just foliage. Great question and very, very timely. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Diane from New Hampshire, who has a question about leeks.
Good morning. Let's talk about your leeks. What's happening to them?
Oh, well, I was wondering if it was too late to get them started.
No, you can still start leeks now. I mean, you don't want to wait too much longer because the longer you wait, the smaller they're going to get. But I'll tell you, if there's a garden center near you that sells seedlings, then they probably have them at a good size right now. But it's not too late. You would start them now. You would allow them to get to be about maybe 3 inches tall. And then you cut them back in half, just like you're mowing the lawn. And that stops the upward growth, gives them a chance to get a little bit of diameter to them so that they have some strength to them, like a trunk. Once they grow in again, then you're ready to plant. But check with your local nursery. They may have big ones.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can help.
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Judy from Massachusetts, who has a question about blooming.
Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, I'm wondering, I have wisteria, and I can't get it to bloom. What am I doing wrong?
How long have you had it, Judy?
Oh, it's old. It's old, and there's a lot of dew on it, too. It's kind of growing on the fence, and it blooms when it feels like it. Some springs it blooms.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel. I had one in Maine, and I couldn't get the darn thing to bloom. I pruned it. I root-pruned it. I did all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, one year, we had a nice early spring, and the plant must have had 500 flower buds on it. It was absolutely gorgeous. And then we had a frost, and we lost about 498 of them. But what I'd like you to do is this. Right now, don't prune it because it has buds on it if it's going to flower. When your wisteria finishes blooming in New England, it's normally the month of May. I know that my son has one. He lives in Florida. His has been blooming for the last 3 or 4 weeks in Florida. I saw on the news the other day in Washington, D.C., the cherry festival is happening, and the wisteria is in bloom. So from Washington, D.C. to Florida, the wisteria is in bloom, and it's headed your way. Traditionally, in the Northeast, in New England, New York State, Pennsylvania, it's in bloom during May, usually around Mother's Day, maybe a little bit sooner the further south you are. But when it gets done blooming, I want you to cut back that plant by about a third. Just have no mercy. Just chop, 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 so that instead of the plant getting longer, the branches, the stems will get thicker. And I know that sometimes that helps a great deal. The next thing is do not use a fertilizer that has nitrogen in it. So when you look at a bag, there are three numbers: nitrogen, phosphorus, potash. First number is for foliage and growth. Second one is for flowers and a root development. Your third is to make the first two work better and to help it to be more disease resistant. Okay? So, what I would do for your wisteria, a couple of things. I would fertilize it with something called superphosphate, 0-20-0. And for the average plant, I would give it 3 or 4 handfuls. Sprinkle it all around the ground, work it in, punch some holes in the ground with a crowbar and put a little bit in, and mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza will do the same thing as phosphorus, but it does it much faster. It's a bacteria that will get into the ground, will attach itself to the root of the plant, and it will double the size of the root system in just 30 to 60 days. To me, mycorrhiza is the best thing in the market right now for your garden, and you have to start thinking about using it more. You can buy it in a powder. You can buy it in a liquid. The liquid version is called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. A lot of the garden centers carry it. You put it in your bottle sprayer. You put it in a watering can. You just water your plants, and it will help. And when you're putting in new perennials or a new tree, wow, what a great product to use. And it helps to fight off disease. So start thinking about ways that you can help the plant without making it grow. Mycorrhiza, low nitrogen fertilizer. Those two together should do a real good job for you. What I want you to do this week is I want you to look out your window, see what needs to be done. Walk your property. Grab a piece of paper or a tablet and walk around, write a lawn, and write down what you think has to be done for the lawn. Perennial garden. Write down what needs to be done with the perennial garden. And as you do it, you can check it off. You know, perennial garden. Cut back all the old foliage. Rake the garden clean. Edge the bed. Put down bark mulch. Fertilize. As you do them, check them off. Make yourself a shopping list. And that way you'll see things happen.